19 months after what was described as an impromptu gathering in Ivy House, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, has ordered an investigation. You'll recall the photograph posted on social media by then-Secretary General Niall Burgess, which showed officials celebrating with champagne in the department after Ireland won a seat on the UN Security Council. The Minister has also indicated he will, if requested to do so, appear before the Oireachtas Committee on Foreign Affairs to answer questions. Yesterday, this is what Tánaiste the Leo Varadkar had to say when asked if the gathering was illegal.
I honestly don't know, and I can't answer that question. I suppose at the time, if I remember correctly, the rules were that you could only have a social gathering indoors of about six or seven people, and clearly there were more people there than that. On the other hand, it appears that it was impromptu, that it wasn't an organised gathering.
The fact that you don't know whether that was illegal, doesn't that underline the fact that there should have been or should be an investigation into it?
Like I say, in terms of anything in relation to it being legal or not, you know, that would obviously be a matter for the Gardaí, not a matter for the government.
Well, then, should the minister not have reported it to the Gardaí?
You know, I think obviously that's, I suppose the implication there is that in some way the minister is responsible for this. I don't think that's fair. You know,
he's in charge of the department, isn't he?
Yeah, but he wasn't present. He had no role in organising it whatsoever. Civil servants are, politicians do not have the power or authority to discipline civil servants.
And that was Tánaiste the Leo Varadkar speaking to Justin McCarthy on the This Week programme yesterday. For more, I'm joined now by Elaine Loughlin, the Deputy Political Editor of the Irish Examiner. Elaine, good morning to you. Let's start with this inquiry, I think announced by the Minister for Foreign Affairs sometime after that interview by Leo Varadkar at lunchtime yesterday. What do we know about this inquiry?
Yes, as you said, Simon Coveney did announce that review yesterday afternoon after Tánaiste the Leo Varadkar went on RTE Radio. But he said that it had been initiated on January 13th when he asked the current Secretary General, Joe Hackett, to conduct a report on what members of government now are calling an impromptu gathering, and that report must be conducted, and the SecGen will report back to the minister by the end of the month. Now, I think, again, the stressing of impromptu is probably critical here because, as we know, back in June 2020, and this gathering happened on the 17th of June 2020, Ireland was in phase two of reopening. So there were quite strict rules in place at that time. People could only really meet in groups of six others from other households. So large gatherings, organised gatherings would not have been allowed at that stage. So this has really been rumbling on for a long time now, and I imagine that it is something that both Simon Coveney and the government want to put to bed, and they'll hope that this report will do that.
What do we know about the impromptu gathering as it's being described? I know the minister himself was speaking to Brian Dobson on Friday.
He was indeed. So it happened immediately after the Department of Foreign Affairs, after we secured that UN seat. And what it has been described as an impromptu gathering, there was champagne at it.
The photograph posted and subsequently removed from social media, I think it showed 20 people.
Yes, around that, including a baby and staff in the Department of Foreign Affairs, and then the then Secretary General. Now, Simon Coveney has said a number of times that he was not in attendance. He was in the Department of an Taoiseach with the Taoiseach when that announcement was being made. He stayed there for quite some time and returned to Ivy House around about an hour afterwards or an hour and a half. He says he popped down to congratulate and thank staff for all their efforts that had gone into this. He was there for around 10 minutes, he said, but didn't see this party going on.
And this inquiry now, will the minister make public its findings?
We'll have to wait and see. We do know that he is willing to speak before an Oireachtas committee publicly, so he's willing to put his side of the story on the record. But we will have to wait and see. There will be certainly pressure for that to be made public.
To other matters, the Dáil resuming this week, NPHET meeting on Thursday. Do we expect to see an easing of some of the COVID restrictions from then?
Well, the signals are certainly hopeful, both from the medics and government at this stage, and you would expect an easing of restrictions from February now. The Taoiseach was out yesterday and was saying that we can't make decisions that are risky or reckless, but we have to make decisions around easing of restrictions that are in line with other EU countries. And he stressed that last year, perhaps, we were the most cautious of our EU counterparts, and that cannot be the case this year. And the Taoiseach was out on Friday stating that while the numbers of new cases are exceptionally high at the moment, ICU and hospitalisations remain stable, and he stressed that the ICU numbers have not increased maybe to the extent that we had feared and hoped, or certainly had never hoped but had feared before Christmas. So that all gives government real hope that restrictions can be eased. Okay. But both the Taoiseach and Taoiseach, are saying that those restrictions will be eased on a phased basis.
Okay.
So you would imagine that maybe the 8 o'clock closing time at the moment may be looked at first, and then other restrictions eased as we go into spring and possibly early summer.
All right, Elaine, thank you very much. We'll have more on the COVID figures and the easing of restrictions, potential easing of restrictions, a little later on. That was Elaine Loughlin of the Irish Examiner at 19 minutes past 7.